been as happy as I was that morning. That morning, we walked along the beach, a little like this one. It was a special autumn. It was that rare kind of autumn that you only find in North America. And we call it Indian summer. But it was quite simply our summer. And the image of you in your long dress was like a beautiful watercolor. And I remember very well what you told me that morning, a year ago, a century ago, an eternity ago.
Think of me when this is just a memory. Will you still be loving me when the summer is gone? All my life, the taste of you will fill my life, even when the summer is gone. Think of me when this is just a memory. Will you still be loving me when the summer is gone? All my life, the taste of you will fill my life, even when the summer is gone.
As if I were there now, and I think of you. Where are you? What are you doing? Do I still exist for you? I'm like a wave drawn by the moon, and sometimes I slip back like a wave. And like a wave, I lie down on the sand, and I remember. I remember the high tides, the naked happiness, and the sun shining on the sea. An eternity ago. A century ago, last summer.
Think of me when this is just a memory. Will you still be loving me when the summer is gone? All my life, the taste of you.
Welcome back to Sweet Corn. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. In Medford. Prepositions don't matter. Grammar doesn't matter. On that note, this show is for Zanira in Philadelphia. There's no theme, but it's based on three songs called Indian Summer, which she has a playlist of, and it's only those three songs. And I can't do that. Because this is the radio, and I would never do that. But you'll hear those three songs. So the first one we heard was Indian Summer by Nancy Sinatra. In the background today, you're hearing the Twin Peaks theme music. It's autumnal. It was either this or the autumn part of Prokofiev's Cinderella Ballet, and I did not want to go down that road. So, I know Zanir is listening. Are you? We're going to move into some older music first, and then my favorite Indian summer song.
To be breathing like the stillness in the wind before the hurricane begins, the hour that the ship comes in, and the sea will split and the ships will hit, and the sands on the shoreline will be shaking, and the tide will sound and the waves will pound, and the morning will be a-breaking. fishes will laugh as they swim out of the path, and the seagulls, they'll be smiling, and the rocks on the sand will proudly stand the hour that the ship comes in. And the words that are used for to get the ship confused will not be understood as the spoken, for the chains of the sea will have busted in the night and be buried at the bottom of the ocean. A song will lift as the mainsail shifts and the boat drifts onto the shoreline, and the sun will respect every face on the deck the hour that the ship comes in. And the sands will roll out a carpet of gold for your weary toes to be a-touching, and the ship's wise men will remind you once again that the whole wide world is watching. With a sleep still in their eyes, and they'll jerk from their beds and think they're dreaming, but they'll pinch themselves and squeal, and they'll know that it's for real the hour that the ship comes in. And they'll raise their hands saying, we'll meet all your demands, but we'll shout from the bow, your days are numbered, and like Pharaoh's tribe they'll be drowned in the tide, and like Goliath they'll be conquered.
That was Otis Redding with Cigarettes and Coffee, and then Bob Dylan with When the Ship Comes In. It's an earlier one from him. Not really related, but hot off the presses is that Tom Petty just died. He was in cardiac arrest for a long time, it seems like. So rest in peace, I guess. I saw him with my mom in high school. He was only 66, so that's quite young. Thank you, Zanira, for the updates. I wouldn't have known otherwise, so sorry to be the bearer of bad news to everyone listening to WMFO today. A lot of bad things are always happening. I'd say they're happening now, but they're always happening. That's such a lie. We're like, oh, in these times, it's always been those times, everyone. Anyway, we're going to keep going with the playlist. What better to do about this than play more music? So next up is my favorite song on this playlist, probably. It's Indian Summer by Beat Happening. Very appropriate today. It's October 2nd. It's beautiful out. So thinking of sweet corn and fall.
Breakfast in cemetery. Boy tasting wild cherry. Touch girl, apple blossom, just a boy playing possum. We'll come back for Indian summer. We'll come back for Indian summer. We'll come back for Indian summer. Little bird way. What is that cheerful sound? Rain falling on the ground. We'll wear a jolly crown. Buckle up, we're wayward bound. We'll come back for Indian summer. We'll come back for Indian summer. We'll come back for Indian summer and go our separate ways. I touch your hem, you say. Let's stroll down Martin Way. Pick plums, abandoned farm. Who let norms come to harm? We'll come back for Indian summer. We'll come back for Indian summer. We'll come back for Indian summer and go our separate ways. Cover me with rain. Walk me down the lane. I'll drink from your drain. We will never change, no matter what they rain. We'll come back for Indian summer. We'll come back for Indian summer. We'll come back for Indian summer and go our separate ways. Cemetery, picnic on wild berries, French toast with molasses, croquet and baked Alaskas. We'll come back for Indian summer. We'll come back for Indian summer. We'll come back for Indian summer. Cover me with rain.
You're with me, you'll be gonna take you from my sight. Baby, baby, it's late and you'd better go. It's after three.
Honey, please have a heart. Just look at that snow. Have pity on me. I can hear that north wind blowing, and the fire is oh so warm. Well, I know you should be going, but how can I send you out in that storm?
Happenings Indian Summer from Jamboree, and then Nothing's Gonna Hurt You Baby by Cigarettes After Sex, and then Coldest Night of the Year by Vashti Bunyan. We're just gonna keep moving with the playlist for now. We'll start moving away from the theme a little bit, but also not really, because there is no theme except Zanira, who I haven't seen in a while. You think Boston's not far from Philly, but it is. If you want to call in, the phone number is 855-915-9636, or local, 781-350-3264. Although I don't think the local versus toll-free, like, I don't think that really even matters anymore. But we have both, so there they are. Anyway, we'll move along into The Doors' Indian Summer.
Mm-hmm. We'll be right back.
If you're just joining us, this is Sweet Corn on WMFO in Medford. Before we move into the next block of music, I have to read a PSA. Now, normally I read the one about guns because for whatever reason I find it to be the most poetic, but in light of recent events, I'm abstaining from that. I mean, I think it goes without saying that gun control is more necessary than we're treating it in this country. So I'll choose a different one than I normally do because that seems a little too topical. Okay. This one is a little bit more thematic. Grill safety PSA. Summer is a super time to cook so many tasty kinds of food, including vegetables on an outdoor barbecue. But some of the worst fires ever in Somerville and Medford, as well as other urban areas, have been caused by grills left unattended on porches. Anyway, always move a grill at least 10 feet away from any building before lighting it. Don't even think about using it on a porch, and never, ever, ever leave a lit or smoldering grill unattended. If you ever observe smoke coming from a porch or building, call 911. If you see people grilling on a porch, call the fire department. You're not being a cranky neighbor, you're a concerned citizen. A public service message from the firefighters of Somerville and WMFO in Medford. Tufts Community Radio. So, thank you for that PSA binder. It's 4:39 p.m. The sun's getting lower in the sky, and I need to decide whether or not I should buy contact solution today. Who else is in that boat? All right, coming up is a real classic from this time last year, I think, both for me personally and for sort of everyone all around. This next track that is from Frank Ocean's album Blonde. So again, we're playing a playlist for Zanira today.
Thank you.
I'm back. So that was Pink and White by Frank Ocean from his phenomenal 2016 release, Blonde. And then these last two songs, the one playing right now, are from the latest Eve's Tumor release. They just self-released it on SoundCloud, so that's where you can find it. And the album is called, or the compilation, I don't know what they want to call it, Experiencing the Deposit of Faith. It's really good. I highly recommend it. Funny story. I think Eve's Tumor was DJing at Berghain the night I went, but we missed it because he played too early. So, you could say I messed up, but not as messed up as some other things. We're going to move into some more classic emo stuff about heaviness and other topical issues, and then we'll close the show with Mary Jane's Last Dance, only fitting after getting the news about Tom Petty's death. But first, we're going to do another song, so we'll play out this last 11 minutes of your weekly Sweet Corn. The playlist for Zanira, and Zanira says I messed up, but my voice is perfect. What did I mess up? Oh well, no one's perfect.
So okay, boy, won't you take a load off Fanny.
And you put the load right
on me.
Thank you. WMFO in Medford.